Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
Praise the Lord, church. I like what I feel in the house tonight. It's been here since I walked in, I guess about 5:45 today. I actually got here a little earlier than what I typically am able to. And Brother Sam was already here, and he was banging on the drums a little bit, so we got up here and kind of got to practice before service. And you know, it for some it may not mean much, but playing music to me is I love it. Me and Brother Matt can both concur on that. We love music. We love to play it. He loves to sing it and play it. I'm just going to stick with the playing part. For one, I can't hit where he wants me to hit, so I ain't going to even try it. But the Spirit of God just began to flow in that very moment. You know, we was just playing along, letting Sam practice, myself practice, because I hadn't played the song that we picked out for tonight in a while. And so we was just having a good time in the Lord. For him, it may not have meant much, but for me, it meant a lot. Getting to play with my fellow brothers, and we don't have any female players much. Alyssa, sorry. And we got Sister Kirsten coming along. That she's going to start helping us out some whenever we get her kind of worked in. And I'm grateful for a great music team. I'm grateful for a great church family, a great pastor, a great assistant pastor. I'm grateful for Brother Matt being here tonight and just allowing God to speak, allowing God to work through him and just move in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost as he feels the urge to push forward and to challenge us. Me and Brother Helton was talking a little bit before service, and we got to mentioning just the simple word radical. Sister Deborah, sometimes you just got to be radical. Sometimes you just got to be radical in the things that you do for God. Sometimes you just got to get radical and just say, whenever you ask me to pray, I'm going to pray wherever I'm at. No matter who's watching, no matter who's around, no matter who hears me, I'm going to pray because they need prayer and because they ask me to pray. Sometimes radical is just what we need. That's what they expect out of us Pentecostals anyways. We might as well give it to them. Y'all can be seated for just a moment. I'm thankful for my family. You know, Sunday we was out, but me, Shy, Maverick, and Easton all got to be in service with at my parents' church. They wasn't even there. I was helping them fill in and helping them out with some music and things. And we just had a good time in the Lord. I'm grateful for what God done there Sunday. I've heard good things about the service here as well, and I'm thankful that we're still moving, that God's still moving forward, that we're still taking the initiative and taking the Word of God to the world. I can't say it enough how thankful I am for this church family. You know, whenever I moved here almost going on 4 years ago now, they accepted me with open arms. I've never felt more loved than I am right here in this church. And I'm just thankful for every one of you. If I don't tell you enough, know that I'm thankful. And I'm blessed to call you family. You know, there's some that say church has friends, but I look at ours as family. We're a big family here, and we're all there for one another when the time calls, and that's the most important thing. I'm going to turn to chapter 6 of the book of Daniel tonight. You would think, with my name being Daniel, you would think I would have preached from this before, but I've never took a scripture text from Daniel before. This is a first. Just had to throw that disclaimer out there. I'm not going to ask you to stand, because I'm gonna just have a conversation with you for just a minute. But a lot of times, when we get ready to sell a house, as several of us have or several of them have, especially in the past little bit. We've had several houses being sold. You start to make a list of things you've got to get done. You call up the realtor, tell them to come out and look, and they're going to give you a longer list. They're going to begin to ask, how's the condition of your home, the condition of the air conditioning unit, how old things are. They're going to go through a whole list of questions for you. Then they're going to give you a whole list of things to do. Same way if we was buying a vehicle, we're going to ask the condition of the car. We're going to ask how it runs, how many miles is on it. We're going to ask if the air works, at least I am, because I don't like getting hot in the car. And, you know, we're just going to ask those general questions about the condition of the car or condition of the home. The definition of the word condition is a state, particular mode of being applied to external circumstances, to the body, to the mind, and to things. We speak of a good condition or a bad condition in reference to wealth and poverty, in reference to health and sickness, in reference to cheerful or depressed disposition of mind, and with reference to a sound or broken, perishing state of things. The word signifies a setting or fixing and has a very general and indefinite application coinciding nearly with every state, and denotes the particular frame, form, mode, and disposition of the things that exist at any given time. I know that's a long definition, but I begin to look at some examples. It said a man is in a good condition, then he's thriving. A nation that's in a good condition is thriving. A nation that's in a bad condition is not in a spot to make war. A poor man is a humble condition. Religious affords consolation to man in every condition of life. Exhortation should be adapted to the condition of the mind. When we begin to look at the word condition, you can apply it to literally everything in your life. Every means. It can be considered in your body. It can be considered in your wealth, where you are with your home, with your vehicle, with just anything that you want to apply what a condition can mean, you can apply it with this word. I'm going to turn real quick now to the scripture, and I'm going to start in verses 10, and I'm not going to ask you to stand. We're going to move pretty quickly. In verses 10, it says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast in the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he laboreth till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree or statute which the king established may change. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. If I was going to leave you a little title tonight, it would be, what's your condition? What's your condition? We know the story of Daniel very well. Most of us has probably heard it from the time we was kids in the Sunday school classrooms all the way through. We've heard different ideas brought from this passage of scriptures. But we know that Darius signed the decree that no man should worship any other god or any other person except for him. Little did he think about his friend Daniel. He didn't think about what it was going to be to put him in the den of lions, because he knew deep down that Daniel wasn't going to give in to this decree. He knew the state at which Daniel was in, and he knew that he was going to pray to his God. So I ask you tonight, what condition are you going to be in? What condition do you want to be in? I want to be in the state of where Daniel was at. Whenever something comes up against me, I know to kneel on my knees and pray. I want to be in the condition that whenever my health begins to decline, that I know to get back on my knees and pray. I don't want to ever forget where it all began, on my knees to pray. Three times a day, Daniel knelt down and prayed regardless of what that decree said. We may come to a time when we begin to be persecuted and fight it against because of the things that we believe in. But I'm here to tell you, it's time that we stand upon the conditions of what Daniel did. It's time that we stand on the condition that God has given us. It's time that we don't back down from the word of God. Our condition matters. The condition that we look at ourselves, it matters. If you tell yourself something long enough, you're going to begin to believe it. If you tell yourself long enough that you're a winner, you'll come out a winner. If you tell yourself long enough that you're going to lose, you're going to lose. That's just the state of mind. That's just the way our mind begins to think. That's the way it plays tricks on us. Satan begins to jump on your shoulder and just tell you, you're not good enough. You're not enough. Hey, you remember what you done last year? You can't get back to where you was. Well, I'm here to tell you, upon the authority of the Word of God, you can be enough. You are enough. All you've got to do is get your life back in order with God. Get back on your knees, begin to pray, begin to fast, begin to read and study the Word of God, and your condition will change. Your condition is all that you make it to be. Yes, things are going to happen. Yes, life is hard. Yes, we don't always predict the things that we're going to face tomorrow, but our condition is still good. If you've got a house to live in, you're in a good state. If you're driving your car out here tonight, you're in a good state. If you've got decent health and you're still breathing, you're in a good state. Because as long as there's life, there's hope. As long as there's life being breathed into your body, there's time. There's still time. There's still time. You don't have to give in. You don't have to throw in the towel tonight, because your condition can be changed. I don't even know where I'm at anymore. I begin to read and study this out a little bit more. When our condition becomes so normal that all we can think about is the troubles that we face, it's hard to overcome it. It's hard to overcome whenever you're constantly looking at all the bad, all the things that you're going to have to face tonight, all the things you're facing tomorrow, what you may have to face next week down the road. Just like with we don't know what the future of this country is looking like. It's not looking good. But I know one thing, the kingdom of God's moving. I know one thing, there's a greater amount of young people today than there ever was. And so that tells me that God's still moving, that the condition of this country is not at fail. We still have hope. We still can have a move of the Holy Ghost right here in Corinth, Mississippi. It's time we get our conditions changed. The way you change it is you begin to pray. Do as Daniel did. Make time. You've got to be purposeful about making time. If you're not good with managing time, get your schedule made out. The blueprint, the habit blueprint, was a perfect book. If you ain't got it, read it. It's free. Download it on Apple Books and read it. Take some points from it. Get you a daily schedule if that's what it takes for you to make time to be in prayer. Get that schedule in line where you can make time to study God's Word. Because there may come a day that we don't have access to the Word of God any longer. They may not print any more of the Bibles any longer. They may shut us off from being able to download it from the App Store. They may cut off any means that we have to reach in this Word. That's why it was so important in the days of old that they read the scrolls, they studied it, and they memorized it. And they would read it back and forth, left and right. They knew every word and what was going to happen because they knew they didn't always have that scroll with them. It wasn't like they took them home every night like we do. They stayed, and the minister or the priest would read them off, and they would learn it. And then they would turn around and repeat it day after day after day after day. The apostles had to learn from those scrolls. They had to learn and just be able to preach the word that God had given them through those scrolls. The prophecies that went forth wasn't just there for them to go back and, hey, I need to go back and refresh my memory on that. No, it was embedded in their head. It was embedded in their hearts. It was in their souls. They didn't have no other means but to understand and learn the word of God. And that's where we've got to be. Your atmosphere can change just by one change in your life. One simple change in your demeanor, one simple change in the way you conduct your daily routine can make a difference in your life. I know whenever your condition becomes larger than your praise, that's when you begin to struggle. You can overcome your condition through praise. Through praise and worship of the one true God, you can overcome your condition. You set the atmosphere just as we did in here tonight. We set an atmosphere so that God could move. We set an atmosphere so that God could create a miracle right here in this place. And that was because of us acting on faith and acting on creating that atmosphere. I know Brother Jamie will know, as being a leader over many people there at the hospital, that he has people come and complain to him quite often. It's just part of being a leader. It's part of having people under you, especially as many as he does. There's going to be things that they don't like. But I'm sure he can attest to it that sometimes it's as simple as, well, what can you do about it? Sometimes you just have to turn around and ask that person, well, what can you do? What difference can you make? That's what I'm here to tell somebody here today. Sometimes you just have to make up your mind that I'm going to make this change at work. I'm going to make this change in my home. I'm going to make sure that this atmosphere gets changed by the way that I conduct myself, the way that I've changed, the way that I pray, the way that I talk to God, because I've got a relationship with Him. And because He knows how to make those changes for me. We don't have the answers to everything, but we know a God that does. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." That right there tells us that we don't have to think on the things of bad. We don't have to keep our mind dwelling on the things that we are having to face. We got to keep our mind set that God's got us right where He needs us. He's got it in our hand, in His hands, and we're in His mindset. Because it's not up to us to decide, because we're carnal minded. We can't think the way God does. We can't do things the way that God does them. He's going to do it just the way it needs to be done, and it's going to turn out right. And I loved what Brother Matt said, that he was calling upon the elders to worship and to pray and dig deep into their prayer a little bit ago. Well, I'm gonna just brag on Brother Helton just a minute. He didn't know I was going to say this before service. I'd already had it in my notes because that's what God gave me. But when Easton's here, I know that he's going to see somebody worship God. I know there's a lot of other ones, and I'm not throwing off on anybody. And Brother Helton, I'm not meaning to embarrass him, but I love watching Brother Helton worship. I love it. It's radical, but it's what moves him. It's because it's coming from the heart. It's coming from a place of hurt and pain over his past that God has brought him out of. Because God is good. Because God is faithful. Because God is true. Because God did not leave you there. Because God can bring you through it. And that's where Brother Helton worships from. It's deep. It's deeper than just a worship. It's deeper than just an ordinary praise. It's a praise of because he's grateful. Because he loves God. Because God's been so good to him. And I get to sit there and watch him worship. And my son's watching him worship. Maverick's going to be old enough soon that he's going to begin to watch Brother Helton worship. And I'm thankful that we got men and ladies in here that will worship God. And no matter what they're facing, that they're willing to stand to their feet, throw their hands in the air, and do whatever it is that God wants them to do. Because our kids are going to rely on it. Our kids, if you don't think they're watching you, just watch them a little while. A couple of Sundays ago, I got to watching Huddy and Jack over here. They was jumping away. They ain't jumping just because they like it. They're jumping because they've seen us do it. Because they've seen us worship. Because they've seen us praise God. They've seen us do these things. So they're going to mimic what we're doing. It's time you make up your mind that your condition's going to be different. Your state of mind's going to be different. You don't have to leave the same way that you came. It's time you build a relationship with God. It's time you get back to the old-fashioned hands and knees and just begin to cry out unto God. Even if you don't know what to say anymore, as long as you're on your hands and knees, you're in a place where God can talk to you. You're in a place where your ears can listen. You can hear what God's trying to tell you, because we don't always have to be speaking. We just have to be in the presence of God. We just got to be in the presence of His power. We've got to make it a point to be in God's presence. If you was to ask yourself, what condition would somebody say about you? Would they look at you and say they're in a good condition? Meaning they're in a good state. They're in a good state of mind. Or are they going to look at you and say they're in a bad state? They're in a bad condition right now. Think about it for yourself. I don't want somebody to look at me and say, oh, I don't want to talk to that man. He's always talking about his problems. He's always talking about how bad his life's going. He's always just down in the lully grub. I'm here to tell you that ain't going to win no soul. That ain't going to win anybody over to God. If they know you're a child of God, a child of the King, they're not going to expect something great and wonderful to come out of your mouth. They're going to say, things are going good. Things are going great. My life is just being on the top of the mountain because God is good. I want to make sure that I'm in a place that I can talk to somebody at any given moment. I want my condition to replicate what I feel when I'm in the church house, what I feel when I'm talking with God. I want to know that somebody else looks at me and says, that man's a praying man. That man's a guy that talks to God. He's one that can talk and reach heaven. If you're sick, hey, reach out to that man. He's going to pray the prayer of faith. That's where I want to be. That's where the state that I want to be. That's the condition that I want to be in. What condition do you want to stay in? And I'm finishing up. I don't know if Brother Matt or somebody wants to play. Because I'm going to give us just a few minutes of time that if anybody wants to pray tonight, I'm going to leave it open. Don't let your condition determine your outcome in life. Let God use you. Let God speak through you. Let God move in you. In closing, I just want you to thank God. Where am I at right now? Where am I at with you? What can I do differently? What can I do to get out of where I'm at? If I'm on the low end of the totem pole right now, God, lead me to the place that I can be in a greater state of mind. Because I need to be in a better mindset than what I'm currently at. If that's you tonight, then I ask you to come pray. Pray where you're at. if life began to be feeling like it's overbearing and just weighing you down, you're in a place that it can change. Your state of mind can be transformed. You can get a new revelation. You can get a new restoration in your life tonight. Tonight can be your very night that your life can be totally different. Is your condition creating an atmosphere that God can flow in? If it ain't, please, please find an altar. Get that atmosphere. Get that atmosphere to surround you and walk with you in your life. Let it be an oracle if it has to, that wraps around you and encapsulates you. But find what you got to have. It's time to take back control of your condition. It's time that your condition begins to change. If you've been down a long time, it can be changed. Don't leave here without that change, because God's in the house. His Spirit's moving, and He's here to do it for you as they begin to sing.